Well, this quantum hologram is going to be the basis now for the remainder of this program. As we view the events of our world, the healing of our bodies, the peace or lack thereof between nations, when people ask the question, what can we do? We feel powerless. There's only one of me and the world is so big. What is it we can possibly do? Well, it's this concept of the hologram that becomes so empowering for us to understand that every single one of us, every one of us, bar none, are vitally, vitally, critically important in the outcome of the events in our lives, in our world, because every one of us make choices in every moment of our lives, seemingly on a moment-by-moment basis, and all of our little choices, by virtue of the way the quantum hologram works, all of our little choices become the collective answer to our time and history. So to understand how this works, I'm going to answer the questions. What is a hologram specifically? What is it made of? How does it work? How are we connected to the quantum hologram? I know that many people have heard the term hologram, and I know that it means different things to different people. It's used rather loosely in a lot of New Thought discussions, New Thought conversations. Maybe the best definition of a hologram, the best non-technical definition, is to simply describe the hologram as a pattern. It's a pattern in nature where every piece of the pattern holds everything that it needs to reproduce the entire pattern all over again. No matter how large or how small that piece is, it has everything it needs to reproduce the entire pattern. Let me give you an example. Maybe you've been to a bookstore in the last, 12, 15 years, and you've seen the bookmarks that are often given as gifts for the purchase of the books. They're very shiny strips, and when you hold them in the light in a certain way, the image inside the bookmark appears to become very three-dimensional and alive. And there are a number of these out there. I've seen one. One is the dolphin. One is Mother Mary. There's one that's a pyramid. There's one that's the face of Jesus. One that's a rose. If your bookmark is truly holographic, then you can do a little experiment, and you can only do it once, because when the experiment's finished, your bookmark will be destroyed. But the experiment is simply this. If it is truly a holographic bookmark, you can take a pair of scissors and you can cut that bookmark into little tiny pieces. And then you can take those pieces and cut them in even smaller pieces. And even if you can't see them with your naked eye, if you put the smallest piece under a magnifier or a microscope and you shine a light into that tiny, tiny piece, if it's truly a hologram, you will still see the entire image reproduced in that hologram, if it is truly a hologram. This is an example of the way a hologram works. Think about a beautifully crystallized drop of water that looks like a snowflake. This is an example of a hologram in nature. When you look at that snowflake, or that crystallized drop of water under magnification, the symmetry, the geometry, every piece looks so delicate and fragile. And within every piece of that crystal lives all of the information to reproduce the entire crystal all over again. All of the geometry, all of the bond angles, all of the form and the shape to reproduce the entire pattern is inherent. It lives in every little piece of the crystal. If you were to cut that crystal in half, each half would have all that information again. And if you were to cut those pieces in half, they would have all the information again. And here's the beauty. Here is the beauty of the hologram. The beauty of the hologram is that when we're creating this hologram, because every piece is a reflection of every other piece, because in every little piece, the whole is mirrored, if we were to make a change anywhere in the holographic pattern, that change is mirrored throughout the entire pattern. I'm going to say that one more time. In a true hologram, if we are to create a change anywhere in the pattern of the hologram, the change that we create will be seen, it will be mirrored, it will echo and reverberate throughout the entire pattern. And the reason this is important is because it appears that we are holographic in nature, that our consciousness is holographic, that our beliefs are holographic. We know that our bodies are holographic. Within every cell of every human body, we have what is called the DNA, and the DNA has all of the information required to make another one of us All it takes is one little piece of the DNA, and technically we should be able to make another one of us to reproduce another one. Within each part of the pattern, the whole is inherent. The whole lives. So in a true hologram, if we make a change in one place, and that change is mirrored throughout the whole, and we are, in fact, holographic in nature, what that says to us is that within each of us lives the power to choose peace, to choose life, to make life-affirming choices in every moment of every day, the way that we breathe the breath of life into our bodies, the way that we choose to nourish our bodies with life-affirming food, the way that we speak to one another and allow ourselves to be spoken to. All of these are choices that we make in each moment of each day in our seemingly insignificant lives, and all of our little choices become the collective answer into our holographic model of consciousness. And we may full well expect that the choices that we make in our individual lives then are mirrored back to us as the world around us. Within each of us lives the power to choose life or to make life-defeating choices, and the choice is purely up to us.